Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Much of South Dakota remains in drought, but recent late-season rain and cooler temperatures are finally spurring some modest regrowth in pastures. SDSU Extension cow-calf field specialist Robin Salverson says it's the cool-season grasses, like crested wheatgrass and smooth brome, that can take advantage of this short autumn window.
Even though it's an introduced grass, we don't want to hammer it too hard because, you know, potentially that could be some of the forage that we maybe utilize through the winter as some stockpiled forage, or maybe it's something we're going to utilize next spring.
Native cool-season grasses, including western wheatgrass, our state grass, will also push out some growth. Salverson reminds ranchers to be especially careful not to graze these native species too hard, even when feed resources feel tight. The general rule of take half, leave half is even more important in the fall.
You know, there is really still a take half, leave half, and that's not only in our grasses, but our cover crops. Cover crops are something that we utilize, and it's a great feed resource, but we still don't want to overgraze our cover crops, just like we don't want to overgraze our perennial grasses, because we still want to help with soil health.
Leaving a protective layer of grass through winter helps shield soils from harsh conditions, supports soil biology, and safeguards root systems for stronger performance next spring. Salverson also notes that spring calving cows gracing this short burst of fall regrowth are at low risk of grass tetany, as lactation declines when calves approach weaning. For more on fall and winter grazing, visit extension.sdstate.edu.